is loud.
So, yeah, I was looking at trip stuff, and I think we should stay. I think the total trip
should be
6 to 7 days.
Okay.
Because before we're like, oh, 5 days, we'll fly out, be there 3 days, and then fly back. Because I don't count the traveling days.
The travel days.
Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm. as actual vacation days. And I found some things when I was not going to tell you. And
oh, my God.
Well,
the suspense is killing me, and I have to wait a year.
Yes, and I was struggling with it because I can't keep secrets.
I'm terrible. You're terrible.
I'm terrible at keeping secrets. Mm-hmm. So I might have to tell Mike. I have to look at it as jerk older sister, because I'm like, oh, it's my sister, I have to tell her. But there was a time when I'd be like,
when you
she's my sister, I'm 100% not gonna tell her.
When you were the worst person possible.
You were also the worst.
I was also a shit.
I'm just saying, big time. I'm saying that, like, I have to look at it as like, man, I know and you don't. I have to get that, like, shitty, snotty attitude.
Whatever.
To maintain the secret.
Yeah. Mike was getting super annoyed last night because I was, like, talking all about our trip and stuff. And he was just like, we're going to the UK in, like...
But that's a different trip.
A month and a half.
Different trip.
Yeah. We always talk about, like, trip after trip. So it's just like, okay, UK trip. And then it's going to be...
Oh, and then start planning the next trip.
Start planning the next trip.
I don't know, because I'm talking to Stacy about Florida in January.
Are you still doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Florida in January, and then I was talking to you, so I don't feel like I'm...
That's true.
You have multiple people to talk about the trips with.
That's true. We're talking about going down to Bentonville, Arkansas, in, like, over Christmas.
What's in Bentonville?
A lot of mountain biking things, and Mike, they're like world famous mountain biking trails, and Mike really wants to go down and do them.
That would be cool.
Like, we would leave on the 27th and come back like the 31st of December.
Well, Stacy has been talking about her and Morty, because Morty works remote now, mm-hmm. and she does grocery delivery.
Yeah.
So really, they can go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they were planning on going down like mid-December to mid-January and renting an Airbnb for a month.
Oh, yeah. And I remember you saying that.
And if she's down there working, or if they're both working that, and you know, over mm-hmm. the month, it's really not terrible. And I found her a B&B because I was already looking at like B&B stuff for us.
Yeah.
So
It's weird hearing them called B&Bs because I just call them Airbnbs. Like, I extend it, and you call them B&Bs. That's weird to me.
I call them B&Bs because I work in the B&B world.
You work in the industry. You're yes. allowed.
So I have to shorten it.
Yeah.
I don't That's always want to say, I have to go clean the Airbnb.
That's like, true.
What B&B am I cleaning today?
Yeah, I suppose.
The industry.
The industry.
That makes it sound more important than it is.
But it is important. You work in the tourism industry.
Yeah. Greg mm-hmm. came with me today, for one. And it was on the Escanaba River, so it was really pretty.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, he came because he's off today, and he figured, why not come and help me out? And it went really quick because he wiped down everything and vacuumed, mm-hmm. and I did some stuff, too.
That's cool. Did you give him a cut?
No, but I am buying like beer and toilet paper on the way home, so I feel like that's
sweet.
that's part of best. It. Yeah, and there's something else I have to buy too. There's like three things. What were we talking about the other day where we were like, oh, I'm telling you all this information and I could talk about it in the beginning of the podcast?
Oh, we were talking about Bath and Body Works.
Oh, and all the smells. Yes. Oh, it doesn't seem as funny now.
It doesn't seem as funny. I mean, still funny. Do they still have Plumeria?
I did not see Plumeria.
I wore that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Plumeria and melon. Cucumber melon.
Cucumber melon.
It's like my high school scents. And I had like this roll-on Plumeria that had like glitter in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was the best.
what I just gave you, the Moonlight Path or whatever. No, champagne, it's not. Something. That
if
has...
it was Moonlit Path, I would have thrown it in the trash.
Okay, so that's, I gave you champagne toast or whatever. That's the sparkle
champagne
spray.
Champagne Problems.
Champagne Problems.
It's a Taylor Swift song.
Oh. I feel like you get to a certain age where you don't want your skin to be shiny anymore.
That's true. I bought bronzer the other day, and it had, like, I put some on this morning, and I looked in the mirror, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And it's, like, shimmery.
My bronzer is shimmery.
I don't...
But it goes with the rest of my face sweat. So great. It kind of just blends it all together. Because if you had a matte... Do you wear foundation?
No. Not in the summer.
So if you put a matte bronzer over your face, it's just going to look like dirt.
I never thought of it that way.
It has to be shiny because the rest of your face is shiny.
That's true.
Yeah, I think I have the same bronzer that you do when I was in your bathroom earlier, like in your thing. It's just cheap stuff.
It's like $3 or something. Yeah.
I'm still on the fence. I want to buy... So Lily has these drops, and it's like a self-tanning drop. And you can do like 1 to 6 drops in your normal body lotion. And you rub it all over, and it just kind of, like, slowly stains
your
skin. But see,
my problem with self-tanning lotion is that you can't get your back. You can't get... I mean, your back is really the only part of your body you can't get. But, like, who does that for you? Are you going to...
Make Mike do it. Make Mike put on one of those puffy gloves with the lotion to apply the self-tanner. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, she does her face and her legs.
Oh, okay.
Like, you don't have to do your entire body.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to a wedding in July, and if I'm not tan enough, my face, chest, arms, and legs are getting the self-tanner. I'll essentially be giving myself a farmer's tan with self-tanner.
God, you know this. When you worked for the DNR, Farmer Tan City, although you worked at the boat launch, though, so...
I did 2 days of maintenance, and I did 2 days on the boat launch. They were 10-hour days.
Yeah.
I worked 4 tens when I worked there.
What?
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah, I worked Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or something like that.
Ugh.
Thursday and Friday were like maintenance days.
Yeah.
Or no, I worked... Maybe it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Monday and Tuesday were probably maintenance days.
Yeah, so I did 2 days of, like, cutting grass, and then I did 2 days at the boat launch.
Yeah.
And even some days at the boat launch, I didn't work when it was, like, shitty and no one was coming, because I worked at Sand Lake.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, like...
I remember those days. I miss that.
I don't.
Really?
No. It was an all right job. The only part I really remember about it is giving that kid poison ivy.
Which is the best story.
Well,
what a dick.
Yeah, he had to like drive the truck, and he had to like run the equipment.
Well,
like,
he's a man.
Because he was a man, and I like wasn't capable. So he had to run the chainsaw on the day that we were cutting down all these trees covered with poison ivy, and the women had to load everything into the truck to go and dump it. And he's like busting through poison ivy, and I'm just looking at him, and one of the other girls was like, "Isn't that poison ivy?" And I'm like, "Mm-hmm."
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You're a baller.
Well, at the time, no. I just didn't tell him that he was making a horrible mistake.
And, like, cutting down poison ivy with all the juice and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
We had
just
on
all
long
over.
Sleeve and gloves, and we were being careful, like, loading everything in. But he was just going, like,
ham.
Fucking
he was going ham.
Cutting everything down.
That's fun.
And we just let him.
Why not?
I mean,
he is a man. His immune system is probably way better to fight poison ivy.
He should have known. I mean, why didn't he know that was poison ivy?
Ugh.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing.
Happy Monday, Friday.
Yeah. It's so hot.
I know. Are you feeling it now?
Now that I'm sitting here.
I know.
Well, okay, so we have the AC, you know, but I was sitting in the basement. And our basement's even colder because our basement is always, well, I'm sure your basement here is cold.
It's cold, yeah.
And, oh, that distracted me. So our basement is cold, plus the AC pumping down into the basement, freezing down there.
Yeah.
I had a blanket on when I was doing notes.
Oh, that's the best. I love
and then
it.
Upstairs was like normal, yeah. like comfortable.
Yeah.
Like 70, like mid 70s.
I love like wrapping up in a blanket and seeing like greenery outside.
I don't really. I wish. I like having the AC, but now I feel like I'm just spoiled by it.
You are.
Yeah.
We should do a house swap.
Okay.
I'm fucking kidding. I love my house. It's just hot.
You'd have to put up with Ruby.
I like Ruby.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Ruby jumped on Mom the other day and was like happy to see her, sort of. But I think she was confused. No, I went outside when before. Where did we go? The three of us.
To the sunset.
Oh, yeah. Solstice sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're sitting there and outside talking, and then you were coming, so you're running a little behind. So I'm like, why don't we go inside? Because the bugs were getting bad.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went in, I walked in first, Mom walked in behind me.
I think
me,
she just didn't
sat
know.
Down, and Ruby, like, ran over and, like, jumped up on her lap and was, like, sniffing her and ran around. I'm like...
I think she wasn't paying attention.
She was just like, oh, someone's here.
Something had to have been wrong with her.
Maybe she has Lyme disease.
Maybe. Oh, I mean, Roo-roo.
She gets ticks all the time. But yeah. Anyway, what are we
anyway,
doing?
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Washington State in The Ring, which came out in 2002. It's an hour and 55 minutes. You can find this bad boy on Netflix for free. If you are subbed, I need to add that.
I have to tell you something.
Okay.
This was an odd coincidence.
Oh, God.
So when I, like, brought it up, queued it up on Netflix to watch, it was only available for 7 more days.
I know. I saw that. Well, I knew because it's...
So June 30th. Yes. June 30th, it's done.
That's wild.
But I thought that was a little weird.
Wow. You can also get it on Prime for $2.99. It's directed by Gore Verbinski. The original movie, Ringu, or The Ring, was directed by Hideo Nakata in 1998, and it was based off the novel by Koji Suzuki, which came out in 1991.
And did you know, so I always thought The Ring was because of the circular ring, the last thing that you see.
Yeah.
Some people interpreted it as The Ring as getting the phone call.
Mm,
and then what it actually is The Ring is the circular storyline, like the continuation of the storyline.
Oh.
And that's what the author meant. And that's
I really want to read the book.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
And probably really fucking scary.
No shit, right? Yes.
No, you, what? Oh. I thought you were continuing, sorry, no, as I was, okay. like, burping off,
that's okay.
off of the microphone.
That's fine. It's our podcast. Whatever.
Whatever.
Who are the lovely people in this? Naomi Watts plays Rachel. She was in Mulholland Drive and King Kong, which, have you ever seen Mulholland Drive?
No. Is it good?
It's fucking scary. It's weird. It's just a weird movie, but it's scary.
Who directs that? Do you know?
Oh, geez, Louise. I just looked at it today because I was like, oh.
I'll look quick.
Martin Henderson as Rachel's ex-husband, Noah. He was in Grey's Anatomy, and he plays Britney Spears' boyfriend in the Toxic music video.
Shut up. Okay.
Yep.
Sure.
David.
Oh, Mulholland Drive is directed by David Lynch, and I
yes.
don't like a lot of his movies because they are fucking creepy and weird.
Yeah. Yep.
Anyway.
David Dorfman as Aiden, Rachel and Noah's kid. Oh, no!
Sorry, Oberon.
It's okay.
It's clear, anyway.
It's clear.
Actually,
it's
I've got a towel. You can keep talking.
Yep. He was in the 2003 Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And he was also a Lannister soldier in Game of Thrones.
Who is this?
David Dorfman.
The son?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been in, like, a lot of minor things, but those are the two that kind of stood out to me.
Okay.
Brian Cox as Richard.
Yeah.
Samara's dad, Super Troopers, and Rushmore. I say Super Troopers anytime he comes up, but...
And Autopsy.
Yep, Autopsy.
Of Jane Doe.
Mm-hmm. Shannon Cochran as Anna, Richard's wife. She plays Pam's first mom in the office who comes to the office for like 2 seconds to pick up Pam to go to lunch.
Interesting. Okay. I could see her as being Pam's mom.
Yeah. She was the one that was like leaning over Pam's desk and is like, which one's Jim? And you just see like Jim like smile like on camera. And she was also in Star Trek Next Generation. DeVay Chase plays Samara. She was Donnie Darko's sister in Donnie Darko.
Which I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. But then, like, I looked her up in the movie and I was like, oh, yeah.
So she's also S. Darko.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I didn't see that on...
I thought that was it's it? The same actress.
Okay. And then she also played the voice of Lilo in Lilo and Stitch.
She also was one of the voices in Spirited Away.
She does a lot of, like, voice acting. Yeah. These are two...
She also won the MTV Best Villain.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
For The Ring.
That's cool. Naomi Watts also won a couple awards.
Oh, I'll go through that, yeah.
Two honorable mentions. Sarah Rue plays Aiden's babysitter. She's in The Big Bang Theory as Dr. Stephanie Barnett. And she's also in Bones.
She looks familiar. Episodes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Polly Perrette plays Beth.
I wondered if you noticed her.
Noah's like fling or
assistant.
Assistant, but not really.
Quotes.
She plays Abby on NCIS. And she's also a voice actress.
Did
for
you
a
notice
lot of
watching
Batman
it?
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. As soon as I saw one glimpse of her, mm-hmm. I'm like, that's Abby Shudo.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful actress.
So awards, it won
a shit ton of stuff.
A decent amount.
Yes.
It won a Saturn Award for Best Film, Naomi Watts, Best Actress, Fangoria Chainsaw Awards. It won Best Wide Release, Naomi Watts once again, mm-hmm. Best Score. Hans Zimmer did the music, and I like kind of recognize the name, but like not really.
Yes.
Well, he's won 2 Oscars and 147 other awards. He won an Oscar for Dune just recently, the new one.
Mm.
And he won an Oscar for The Lion King.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He also, and I just did like the awards that
the
we typically cover.
Of life.
You're such a freaking dork.
God, that's so good.
He won a Fangoria Award for The Ring. And for Hannibal, that came out like early 2000s, okay. Not the TV show.
Yeah.
He also won a Saturn Award for Interstellar.
I think I saw Interstellar when I was looking at him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A funny thing. So I just noticed this because I guess I don't really pay attention to it. We do a lot of our research off IMDb.
Yes.
And Wiki. Well, on IMDb, it has, like, the actor, actress. It has, like, a little bit, like, oh, where they were born.
Yeah.
Their star sign, their nicknames. Just, you know, general.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
For Naomi Watts, her trademark often goes barefoot.
That's fucking random.
That is so...
Naomi Watts and I have something in common.
I know. Same. I often go barefoot as well, especially now with the new job. I wear flip-flops and I just take them off and I clean with no shoes
yeah.
on. I mean, what am I going to do? Vacuum yeah. over my foot? Like, but yeah, I thought that was really just random.
That is random. Like barefoot on set or like barefoot in real life?
I don't know.
In IRL.
Barefoot IRL. I don't know. That's a good question.
Interesting. Did you write down her star sign?
I didn't.
Oh.
I just wrote down that because I thought that was fucking weird.
The random shit.
The Ring. Okay. The Ring is a cursed video, essentially. Well, that's what it ends up.
Yeah. I do want to point out, too, that this entire film has Twilight blue tint.
Yes, it does. They did it on purpose to make it creepy.
Oh.
Also, when they filmed it, no one has, like, strong shadows at any point in time to make it more, like, surreal.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Just
but
like,
it does.
Just like the first Twilight. Surreal.
Oh, my God.
I fucking love it.
So every podcast for the next year, are we going to be talking about our Twilight trip to Forks?
Yes. Yes.
You know, if we flew into Portland, we could go see the lighthouse from this movie instead of Seattle. But that would add time to our trip.
That would add a lot of time.
And we could actually see the beach where Twilight was filmed as opposed to the beach that the author talks about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just putting that out there. Just throwing that
out. I mean, the lighthouse in this is pretty cool.
There is a beach that, or a like park that we could go to on our circle loop that's in the ring.
We could do a little haunted tour.
We should maybe this trip is going to be like 3 weeks long.
It can't be because Mike and I always plan a trip too, and I have limited PTO.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
in the beginning, there is two high school girls.
Which Amber Tamblyn is one of them, and she was in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
She was also Joan in Joan of Arcadia.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever watch that show?
Yeah. I told you about that. She, like, hears voices from God.
Shit, yes.
And then it turns out it's Lyme disease.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Or she's, like, hallucinating or something. That's, like, how it ends.
That's a bullshit ending.
So they're like hanging out, girlfriends, talking in the bedroom, a video. They start talking about a video.
Well, they're trying to find something to watch, and the, like, Becca, the other girl, is just like, I don't care, just pick something. And I was like, if that's not a mood, I don't know.
Pick something.
Just, I don't care.
No, but see, that's not really fair because Greg will be like, pick something. And I will, and then he won't want to watch that.
That's, Mike and I do the same thing.
It's like food. I don't care where we eat. I just need to eat something. And then he'll be like, pizza. And I'll be like, I don't want pizza. Or whatever. Mm-hmm. I just want to be crabby.
Greg's a woman. Shut up. I'm kidding. I love you, Greg.
But we are like this a lot with TV.
Yeah, it
always ends up being like Vikings.
Something that you just watch normally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although the new season of Umbrella is out.
Mike told me that, and I haven't watched the first season. I know. I have a lot of things to watch.
Well, get on it, because you will love it. I promise you, you'll love it, for one. And Elliot Page, like, transitioned.
Yeah.
And he, like, talks about it with his siblings on the show.
I heard that it was like super cool how they transition and stuff.
I didn't know how they were gonna do that, and he's just like, hey, call me Victor now, short hair, cute new outfit, and they're cool. Like, okay, cool. Like, done.
Which I think is like how it probably would have gone. Like, I've watched a couple episodes, so.
Yeah, they're like, okay, we're happy for you, good for you, all right. Let's like go fight guys now.
Let's go do shit. Yeah. Anywho.
Okay. They are trying to decide what to watch. It comes up. It's like dark and stormy night. Sleepover.
Seattle.
Yeah. The video comes up that you watch this video and it kills people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out that Katie and her boyfriend watched it. With two friends up at this cabin. She hadn't told Becca that she like snuck up there the weekend before to like hang out with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of goes back and forth because then they're like picking on each other, just trying to scare each other. Yeah. Normal sleepover shit. The phone rings, which is like, oh, you know, is it going to be whatever? Yeah. It's her mom. Well, it turns out that there really is a tape. She talks to the mom. So she's downstairs. The friend goes back up. Katie pours some juice, hanging out, whatever. The TV comes on, she turns it off, comes back on again, then she unplugs it, then she sees something in the reflection, and she's not, like, screaming immediately for her friend.
They never do.
They always call people when they don't have to, and never when they need to.
Right.
So, she walks upstairs and sees water under the door. Her friend is, like, I don't know where her friend is. Yeah. So she's, like, freaking out. She goes up the stairs, sees water coming out from underneath her bedroom door. When she opens the bedroom door, the video is on. and she dies.
What? It's so scary. I remember the first time I watched this and I was terrified.
It's very scary.
I just recently, not this time when I watched it, but the time before, like kept my eyes open.
I kept my eyes open too.
Yes.
For the first time ever, I watched it and was like, no, I'm actually watching the whole time.
Right.
I'm doing it this time.
I'm doing it.
Well, I remember like the end scene.
Yeah.
Where
it like flashes.
Where the guy seeing that and I'm
spoiler.
Like.
Spoiler.
Well, you don't know what guy. We're spoiling
I
it all.
I don't care.
But seeing that and just being like, oh.
Oh, my God.
And like, I'm so glad that I didn't look at Katie's face because it was all fucked up.
It was more fucked up than his.
Yeah.
His just looked like it had been in a well for a while.
Well, hers, she looked like.
Like terrified and the hangy downy.
It looked very Stranger Things.
Looked very Stranger Things.
Like her jaw was busted.
Yes. Oh, that's a good reference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you done with that now?
Hell yeah. We finished in like 3 days. Watching episodes at night with the kids. And are you? Oh,
yes.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, because we caught up and then we're like, what are we going to watch now? Umbrella Academy. We just finished Obi-Wan. I'm assuming Obi-Wan's done.
Now we haven't watched that yet.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Little baby Princess Leia is a bad bitch, that's for sure. Yeah. Oh, anyway, she's so cute.
Okay.
Okay. So,
Katie, RIP Katie.
Yes. Mom, so then Mom shows up. This is different. The video's on, kills her. That's the intro to the film. Rachel, the main lady in this, she shows up to pick up her son from school. She's late. It seems like a normal thing because the teacher's sitting there, Aiden's drawing. Teacher talks to Rachel about Aiden's drawings. Aiden seems kind of like a messed up little kid.
Yeah, I mean, he's an oddball.
He's spooky. Mm-hmm. He's a spooky kid.
Spooky kid. Like the kid from the Babadook.
Yeah. Well, okay, so he's been drawing pictures of his dead cousin, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, 3 days ago, blah, blah, blah. And the teacher's like, he drew these a week ago.
Ugh.
Spooky.
Spooky.
That night, Katie's tucking him in and says something about, like, oh, we don't have enough time. And Katie's like, well, yeah, we do. Like, I'll make more time. Work's been busy, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, like, alive. And then he's talking about, like, dying. And, yeah.
Yeah. Kids are going to be kids, right?
And then he calls her Rachel, which I thought was weird.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, she's running around trying to get ready for the funeral. She can't find her clothes. And Aiden had all of her shit ready to go.
Yeah. Typical, like, right?
Yeah, that's an totally 8-year-old. Mm-hmm. Well, at the wake after the funeral, is that what it is after the funeral? The memorial service?
Yeah, the memorial service.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I think the wake might be before.
The wake is before, and then it's the funeral service.
Okay.
I thought the wake was like a day before.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway. When you have a funeral and then you eat and drink and talk to people after. I don't know what it is. So Rachel's sister, Katie's mom, asks her to like look into it.
Well, and I think it's hilarious because she's just like, I researched all night on the internet. And I'm like, man, 2022, am I right? That's like all it is. I researched forever.
Well, this was, yeah.
On Google.
I mean, I researched forever on what restaurant to go to in town.
That's true.
Because I have the power of the interwebs.
That's true. Yeah, and she can't.
Because she just said that her heart stopped. And then she's like, but I saw her face. Like, that's not the face of someone whose heart just stops.
No, something fucked up happened.
Yeah. So she asks Rachel to look into it. Rachel's a reporter.
She's a reporter for a private investigator. Or
yeah.
A private investigation company or
something.
She
is?
Yeah. She's a reporter for a PI. Which I think is private and
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, okay, yeah.
But I mean, either way, reporters like dig up shit. So
yeah, that's when you see her face, when you actually, like, see what Katie's face looked like.
Yeah,
when
they're, it's pretty terrible.
When they're talking about it.
Ugh.
Becca got institutionalized because she was so scared.
Within 3 days.
Yeah.
God. She's going to be fucked up for life.
Yeah. Well, especially, like, the place that they put her, like...
That's not helpful.
I feel like she's not getting care.
That's not conducive.
No.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
That's exactly what it reminded me of. So she goes outside, like, has a smoke and talks to, like, kids, like some of Katie's friends.
Did you recognize the gentleman that was out there? It's Adam Brody.
Who is that?
Who's an actor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know he's an actor, obviously.
I can't remember. I want to say he was, like, in the OC or something stupid like that.
Oh, yeah, then I wouldn't have known then. I didn't... In 2000, whatever this came out, I was not...
He was in the OC. He was also in Jennifer's Body.
Oh, I watched Jennifer's Body.
Shazam.
Anyway.
I forgot he was also in Promising Young Woman.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that yet.
Poof.
Okay, so she talks to the kids, finds out about the tape. Josh, Katie's boyfriend, had talked to people and told them about mm-hmm. it. Well, Josh had also died, and they said it was a suicide.
And that's what Adam Brody says. He's just like, yeah, well, quite a coincidence that all the other three kids are dead now or whatever.
So... Rachel goes up and, like, snoops around Katie's room,
mm-hmm.
finds her, like, collages of, like, models and stuff in this book, and all the faces have been scratched out, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
She also finds a camera and takes the film to get it developed. When she gets the photos developed, some of them are cute, and then they turn into, like, where every single kid has a blurry face.
Yeah.
She finds out that all four of them are dead. The boyfriend died of a head injury and the other couple a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
Rachel finds out that they were at the Shelter Mountain Inn. So she drives up there. It's this little cabin-y resort type place. She sees the tape because the guy talks about how they don't have good reception, blah, blah, blah. So they just have...
Mm-hmm.
VCRs in all the cabins, and then a selection of videos. Well, she sees one that's blank.
And it immediately, like, draws her attention. Like, something was calling to her.
So she tells him that she's a little tired, wants to take a nap. She rents the cabin.
Cabin number 12.
Yes. There's, like, a beautiful red tree outside, tree with red leaves, mm-hmm. up on the hill across from the cabin. It plays into it later.
Ugh.
She watches the video. And it's
which
the cursed video.
I do have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody told you, if you watch this video, you're going to die. Like something terrible is going to happen to you. Would you watch it?
No. However, I am not an investigative reporter.
That's true.
Also, I believe in scary shit like that, so I wouldn't watch it.
There's no way in hell I would watch it.
Like, I don't say Candyman or Bloody Mary or anything, just in case.
Yes.
But that's, like, her job. She investigates shit like that.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't believe it. She probably thinks it's just some, like, weird coincidence.
Skepticism.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts out in the video, there's like bloody water, then there's this weird chair, a woman combing her hair in the mirror, someone looking out a window, and then it turns into a Nine Inch Nails video.
Yeah.
Or Tool.
I was gonna say Tool.
Maybe Marilyn Manson. It turns into like a dark gothy rock video from like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yes. Absolutely.
There's like maggots and like dead animals and like weird ladders going up into the dark.
Do you remember the music video for Prison Sex?
It's still terrifying.
Traumatizing.
The little weird doll with like missing limbs and cracks and like I love that song, though.
It's a great song.
But that's what happens. This is what... And then the maggots, you see them all squirming around, and then they turn into what looks like the top view of, like, 1,000 muddy people in a pool.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? It, like, turns into people. That. Mm-hmm. And that's very... That's very Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails. The phone rings as soon as the video's over. 7 days.
7 days. It's the worst.
The worst. So, she freaks out a little bit. God. Day one, which is Thursday. So she watches it like late Wednesday night.
Yeah, now it goes into...
The days.
The days.
Day one, kid goes off to school on his own. Quite the little soldier. Like, he does not need his mom to do shit for him.
Probably not. But there's a show on Netflix. Mike is laughing. There's a show. I can't stop laughing. Okay. There's a show on Netflix called Are You Old Enough? Or Just Old Enough. And it's, I think, Japanese children. And they're like toddlers. Like, 2 or 3 years old, and their parents are just like, okay, now go to the store and I need this, this, and this. And it's all about their like trek to the store and back and like what happens.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not. It's a real show.
Is it like laugh or is it like shocking?
It's laughing. Like, there's one kid who went and he had to get fish from the fish market, and the cooler breaks, and it's just him, like, staring at these fish.
Oh, no.
And he's, like, sobbing.
Well, because at, like, 3 years old, you could technically walk down the street to the store, hand them money, yes, and get the things. But you can't, like, problem solve on the way back. Like, the fish are flopping around in the street. Like, what do I do?
And then there's one where this kid had to go... His family worked in a mandarin field.
Yeah.
And his mom was just like, oh, like, go make juice and bring it out to us and do something else. And it shows the kid, like, going and, like, getting the juice ready. And then he, like, hears something outside. So he goes outside and he's, like, running around with a bug net trying to catch this dog in the neighborhood. And his it flashes back to his mom, and his mom is just like, where is he? Like,
where's the juice? And he's like halfway down the block trying to catch a dog.
And then they get like a pass or fail, and it's just so funny.
Oh, I need to watch this.
Oh, that was...
I'm almost done with Seinfeld.
So. Oh, God. If you just want something, that's great.
That would be perfect for, like, after a lot of Vikings. Because
Mike watches it all the time.
Vikings went from being kind of, like, a political debate show, mm-hmm, and, like, mythical to just, like, every single episode is war. It's just, like, people killing each other all night and day.
Oh, that's a lot.
I've kind of lost interest. So... He'll, like, watch that, and it's, like, too tense, so then I'll have to, like,
put on Seinfeld. Watch that. It's hilarious. Seeing all of the kids, like, toddle around.
This is going to be the world's longest episode, by the way.
It's adorable.
I feel like...
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I will definitely watch it, though.
So Aiden treks off to school by himself, like, an independent child without his mother.
Mom's just sitting there freaked out. Her friend, Noah, stops by. All the pictures of her are blurry. Like, mm-hmm, she's taking them of herself on a digital camera.
Yeah.
He doesn't think anything of it. He's not scared. She tells him that it takes a week. And then he says, well, I'll take a video and look into it. Whatever. I'll, like, help you out with this. He doesn't take a video, I don't think.
No.
So then she makes a copy. She makes a copy, which is...
And shows it to someone.
Mm-hmm. Day two. I feel like Thursday she really just fucked off. Like, she should have done way more on Thursday.
She should have done a lot more of things that she did on the sixth day.
Well, I mean, she should have just got, like, a jump start.
Yeah.
Instead, she just, like, freaked out and just made a copy of the tape.
I mean...
No. If I knew I had 7 days, I'd be on it.
Yes.
Okay. Would not sleep. Get this shit done. Find the cure. Anyway, day two, Friday. She's at Noah's. They find out that the video is kind of fucked up. The copy has a mistake, just like the original, which I guess doesn't happen. That's when the assistant shows up.
Oh, Addie.
Abby.
Abby. Oh, Abby.
Abby Shudo. She shows up. I understand why he would be with her over Rachel. No offense.
Oh, yeah. She's adorable.
Adorable. Mm-hmm. Rachel bolts, finds out there's some tension that they dated. Because you don't really know what was going on beforehand.
You just kind of know that Noah is Aiden's dad.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do. No.
When is that ever implied? What?
100% Noah is Aiden's dad.
Like, when Aiden's walking... Well, yeah, that's true. I'm not, like, arguing that fact. I'm just arguing that it was not...
They talk about it.
They talk about it later on.
Oh.
But when he shows up at her apartment...
You don't know. Okay.
You don't know. Yeah. And then when she shows up to, like, at his place to talk to him... She's like, oh, well, you just go on being a jerk and I'll just go my own way and blah, 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 save the argument, bye.
That's true.
But you don't, it's never like, it never comes out. Well, it's not till later. When she's leaving his place, she sees a weird ladder, just like in the video.
And she walks under it.
And she walks under it like a dum-dum. Then Saturday, day three.
Did you write down like Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
You're so good. Thank you for doing that.
Saturday, she goes to visit Becca in that, like, janky-ass, rotten mental institution, mental hospital.
Do you ever see Ratched?
No, I haven't watched it. I don't want to.
Ugh. Okay.
Rachel meets with her. Becca somehow knows that she only has 4 days left.
Odd.
So then she takes her copy of the video and she prints images off of, like, this big machine.
Mm-hmm.
Where she can, like, adjust it. And that's when she's, like, turning it to, like, I don't know, do something. And she sees the lighthouse, which is revealed.
Yeah.
Kind of in between frames. She also sees the fly on the screen and picks the fly off the screen.
That part was watching terrified
me. And Pat watched it with us. And he's like, I can't, like, people were really this invested in VHS. And I'm like, yeah, VHS was like the first big fucking deal.
He's such a baby, and he's not that much younger than me.
He's young enough where he's lived his whole life with DVDs.
I remember in high school, like, renting VHS tapes.
Well, yeah, and he's 4 years younger than you, 5 years younger than you.
Okay.
So, like, by the time he was going out and renting his own shit, it was all DVDs.
Okay, yeah.
But he's like, yeah, people really invested this much. Because there's, like, she went to a place where they had big, giant machines and she could, like, adjust the and print things off. And
yeah, because, like, home videos
yeah.
like, were a thing to, like, print pictures and stuff.
So that's it then. Day four. She finds the lighthouse, which is Saturday, day three.
Mm-hmm.
Day four. Goes to the library, finds the lighthouse book. It's Mosco Island?
Island. Whatever. Mosque Island.
It's a made-up island because it's really like a different lighthouse.
I know. I looked it up because I was just like, where is this?
She finds a picture of the island, or of the lighthouse, the island, finds a woman in a picture. It's Anna Morgan, who is the woman combing her hair in the video.
Yes. Which, the picture looks so...
Fake.
And I was going to say photoshopped, but it looks so fake.
Well, it is photoshopped.
Yes.
I imagine for this, they took an old photo and then just stuck her in it.
And it's evident.
It's very clear that she doesn't belong in it.
Yeah.
What?
And just watching Oberon be a goofball.
So she finds out that the woman in the video combing her hair is Anna Morgan. She finds out that she was part of Morgan Ranch, a horse breeder, giant stable. All the horses drowned. She also finds out that Anna had suffered from hallucinations, committed suicide. And while Rachel is doing all this research, and she's got all these printouts everywhere of, like, photocopied shit, newspaper articles, she's, like, kind of doodling, and she scratches a face out. just like Katie's yes. books had all the faces scratched out. Day five. Noah is in a convenience store, and when he looks up at the...
Which is day four for Noah.
Which is day four for Noah. Mm-hmm. He looks up at a security camera, or security TV, and can't see his face. His face is blurry.
Yeah. He gets a little creeped out.
Well, he eventually he starts to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel comes home. There's a sitter. While she's on the phone with her sister, she is drinking water and starts like choking on the water. And she pulls this like long black hair cord thing from her throat, which is like 2 feet long. And it's got like a little...
What are those called?
I don't know. I should have asked Greg.
Because he would have known. Well, the things that, like, go on your temples to read brain function.
Well, you can also put them all over your chest yeah. to read, like, your heart. They're, like, little sticky metal things.
Mm-hmm. We're very professional and medical. Very knowledgeable.
The medical term is little metal sticky thing.
Little metal sticky thing.
Well, that's at the end that she, like, yanks out of her throat, which is pretty freaking nasty. Then she sees a girl in the room, like, while this is happening, and she gets, like, a weird bruise on her arm. There's also, like, weird images. Aiden watches. Yeah.
She, like, doesn't she wake up?
She wakes up because it's like she has a dream and then all this spooky stuff happens. And then she sees Aiden like just finishing watching the video because he couldn't sleep.
That part's creepy because it's just this creepy little kid watching blank
sitting
TV.
In the dark. Yeah.
Like, why did you watch it?
The phone rings.
I would have hid that better.
Well, you'd think, right? Rachel picks up the phone and, like, screams into the phone like a loon, which I knew it wasn't going to be the 7 days voice. I knew it was going to be somebody else. It was Noah. He believes. And then that's when it comes out that Aiden is his son.
Yeah.
That's when that's, like...
Yes.
Revealed. Day six. Noah and Aiden are hanging out. They talk about him being his dad. Like, he didn't want to be a dad, but he could be a dad. And they have, like, a very adult conversation, I think, for, like...
Aiden's...
He's got his shit together.
Yeah.
He had just learned the word conundrum, so he brings that up to Noah. Like, it's a conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel goes and looks through Katie's things again. Then she goes to the island, and Noah goes to the psychiatric hospital that Anna...
Yeah, Rachel's Anna Morgan mom is watching Aiden.
I thought it was sister.
Or sister or something. I can't yeah. remember.
Aiden is with a family.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of pissed me off. The horse scene.
Okay. We both... grew up around 4-H animals, animals in general.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, like, set the stage. So, Rachel is on a ferry going to this island to, like, figure shit out, to go to, like, the horse ranch.
Yeah.
Because the husband is still alive. So, she was going to go there to talk to him. Well, she's on the ferry, and there is... she's, like, walking in between the cars.
A beautiful black horse.
And there is a horse in a trailer. So she goes up and she starts talking to the horse.
Perfectly acceptable for yeah. now.
The horse starts to lose its shit. And instead of just being like, oh, and walking away, she's like, it's okay, calm down, calm down.
And this happens, like, it gets startled, and then she's like, oh, like, calm down, calm down.
And then she goes up and, like, just trying to pet it. Why?
No. If a horse doesn't like you, you just, you back away. You back away.
It's like any animal not liking you.
Why would you do this?
Just walk away. Well, she, like, stands there, like, it's okay, so long.
It's like horse... mom with Ruby. One of these days, Ruby is just gonna snap.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Ruby's a little psycho. The horse breaks free and is, like, doing laps around the ferry, and people are trying to corner it and like catch it, and it's just like freaking out more
horses
and more.
Horses are huge and can kill you.
Exactly.
So
pretty, those things.
Pretty scary.
Well, the horse bolts towards the front, jumps off the front of the ferry.
And this is horrible. If you are a fan of horses, just skip this part.
Just know what happens and you don't have to watch it. The horse, like, bounces off the front of the ferry into the water. And then it's, like, floundering in the water. And then it gets pulled under. And then they all run to the back of the ship to, like, see what's happening. And it's just, like, bloody water.
And it's... the little girl...
Why is she... why isn't anyone pulling her away from that scene?
I just don't understand. It irritated me.
Let's all look over the edge and scream, and this little girl is, like, screaming her head off. Like, you could maybe be like, oh, it's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good, little one. Maybe you shouldn't watch this.
Yeah. So...
that poor horse. The horse is the real victim here.
Well, yeah.
In this entire movie.
While this is going on, Noah finds the record room. Rachel finds the house. She finds a man repairing a fence. It's the husband. Richard?
Yeah.
Richard talks to her.
He talks to her a little bit.
A little bit. She shows him the tape. Like, hey, what the fuck? What is this?
Yeah.
He tells her that he never had a daughter. He gets really angry, kicks her out.
Yep.
Noah finds...
which this whole scene with Noah trying to get into, like, the medical records cracks me up. He just, like, busts into the basement door.
It's not a well-maintained...
obviously.
...hospital.
It's just... it's frustrating.
No. Remember, like, growing up? You would go, like, I remember...
this is 2002. I need to remember this.
Our dentist, nothing is digital. Everything is paper at this point still. Our dentist growing up, you walked up to the front desk and there was stacks, like rows and rows of files.
That's true.
Of folder files. And she would just, oh, Sobalski, go back there, pull down your file and hand it over to the doctor. If she went to the bathroom or, oh no, look at, there's a dog in the street, and she ran out there, you could have went back there and grabbed anybody's dental records. Why are you letting him bite you? What do you think is going
to
happen?
I didn't want to scream on the podcast. That hurt.
I'm just saying that, yeah, like...
yeah, that's true.
Like, they're not all, like, under 24-hour surveillance.
Yeah.
He finds her medical records.
The mom's.
Finds out that she's had, like, a gazillion miscarriages. He also finds these, like, random kind of x-rayed images.
Yeah.
Of, like, a horse and a tree.
Yeah, and, like...
it's, like, a weird skeleton-looking rocking horse. Yeah. And then, like, a couple other, like, creepy-ass things. Aiden then is on the phone with Rachel, says he's like drawing like crazy at home. A little girl told him to draw. She doesn't like the barn. So that's like a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel goes to the family doctor on the island. It says kind of that the girl had put images, or she finds out that Samara is the daughter's name.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the mainland, came back, had this daughter.
Yep.
She...
like, Anna, where did they get her?
Well, they adopted her from somewhere.
Yeah.
It's explained in The Ring 2.
Oh, I never saw that.
I didn't either, but, like, reading about it, that's how I found that out. Anna had been going to the doctor saying that Samara had been putting images in her head. Noah, in the meantime, finds a video. The orderly that's, like, helping him look for this video says that Richard Morgan was the last one to watch it. and it's a video of Samara in the hospital. So Rachel, it's like getting later on, later, Rachel goes back to the farm and snoops.
I want to say, so when Rachel is talking to the doctor talks about Samara and stuff like that, and she says, this island's small. If you catch a cold, everyone catches a cold, which kind of made me think that the entire island knew what happened to Samara.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a huge secret.
Right.
But it was a secret for the island.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I think so, too. I don't know where I was now. Okay, Rachel goes back to the farm and snoops, and she finds a box. It has Samara's birth certificate in it. It also has the video of Samara in the hospital, the one that Noah was, like, currently looking for. Samara has the ability to make weird pictures and do kind of weird imagery things and talks about how she loves her mommy, but her daddy loves the horses more.
Which is why she killed the horses. Yeah.
But you, like, don't really... She's still kind of the victim at this point. Like, you know she's, like, kind of bad, but you don't know...
Right. Do you... Man, I don't know. Because, like, the mom, like, Anna, like, loved her. And she was still getting fucked over.
True.
So, I don't know. Like, is Samara the victim or is she not a cool thing?
Well, she's definitely not a cool thing.
Right.
But you don't really... You kind of don't know. Well, then Richard comes home or back from wherever he was, the dad, sees her with a video, sees Rachel, clocks her one. Then he goes and jumps in a bathtub full of electronics and dies.
Because he says he can still hear her.
Yes.
Which is terrifying.
Terrifying.
He can still hear her and see images in his head. Which to live that like that long, like afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine.
Yikes.
At that exact moment, Noah shows up on the island. I want to know how there's power in the house and in the barn after he throws himself into the
tub. Well, and Richard, too, like, when he attacks Rachel, it's just like, my wife was not supposed to have a child.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't in the cards for her, and she still wanted one.
Pushed it.
Mm-hmm.
They find Samara's bedroom because Rachel remembers the horses keep her up at night.
Yeah.
So her bedroom...
Which, how sad.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Is in the loft of the horse barn, but it's tiny. It's, like, in the back corner. And there's just a bed and a little TV and a rocking horse.
And, like, a bookshelf with stuff.
Yeah, and a bookshelf. And it's wallpapered with, like, horse wallpaper. But, like...
Like, why wasn't she kept in the house?
Well, it was because when Anna was going to the hospital for things, that's where Dad stuck her. Dad couldn't deal with her. Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, then, while they're investigating the bedroom, they notice that the wallpaper is, like, torn a little bit, so they tear off the wallpaper, which it's not that easy to take off wallpaper, let me fucking tell you. They're, like, taking it off.
Let me,
like,
fucking tell you.
They're taking it off like it's gift wrap, just ripping it off a box. No. No. There's glue involved. You have to fucking steam it, and then you have to take the glue off if you want to save the walls underneath. It's a whole fucking production. Anyway, they rip it all down, and then they find this tree that's burned into the wall.
Yes.
Because that's how Samara, you know, can project things. She realizes that the tree is, she saw it when she was at the cabin. What?
I'm listening to you.
Oh, you're looking at me funny. It's Shelter Mountain tree. She just saw it. Day 7.
Ugh, it all comes down to this, folks.
Day 7, they're like looking around at the cabin. There's the fucking tree up the hill. The cabin is old. I think too old to have been over this well, in my opinion.
Yes. Well, when do you think that happened? Like, what year did she die?
I think it was supposed to be, like, the 70s. I feel like that cabin is at least, like,
that cabin,
70, 80 years
old. The outside looks like the cabin from, like, Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Or...
it's just questionable. Anyway, so they're, like, moving shit around. Well, marbles spill on the floor, and they kind of pool in one area.
Well...
a low spot in the
Noah
floor.
Noah gets super pissed off because the sun is setting. He's just like, what the fuck? We need answers. And what a temper does he have.
Yes.
He rips the phone off the wall, and it drops a vase of marbles, and then the marbles collect.
Yes. They pool in an area of the floor, so they pull back the rug. They see mold on the floor, like there's something under there.
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the movie flaws. So he gets an axe and he cuts like a 3 foot around hole, like, and pulls up the floorboards. But then when they're climbing down into it, it's like he removed the entire floor from the living room of the cabin.
Yeah.
They
I noticed that too.
Under there, they find a well.
How heavy do you think that stone lid is that is covering the well?
Debatable. I feel like two people pushing really hard would probably be able to slide it off of there.
Okay. Because I wrote that down because I was just like, I wonder how easy that is.
That's kind of like The Lost City that we just watched.
I didn't see it.
With Sandra Bullock.
You saw it with Mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They get entombed and they have to like push this giant. I'm like,
that's not,
I don't think so. That shit's heavy.
If you're entombed, you are not going anywhere.
No. Well, they open the well. This is another thing. The screws are pushing out of the floorboards that are left, and like water's bubbling up through them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the ghost is out, you know? And then the TV in the cabin slides down to where it projects where they can see them. Or it hits her.
Yeah.
She falls into the well. Now, they just shined a flashlight down the well, couldn't see the bottom. They just thrown a rock in there. It, like, clicked off the rocks. She falls 30 feet.
At least.
Into, like, waist-deep water.
I know. And I was wondering, when I was watching it today, I was like, is she treading water or is she standing up?
She's standing up.
God.
It starts out, though, where it looks like she's treading water.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she can stand up.
Wow.
Yeah.
It can't be perfect, right?
I know.
Be perfect.
You would definitely die.
You would 100% die.
If she didn't, like, bounce off the walls on the way down.
Yes.
Anyway, she's looking around. The flashlight miraculously is waterproof. She sees fingernails in the wall. Noah runs and gets a fire hose to, like, drop down to pull her out. In the meantime... she's searching around down, trapped in the water, and she pulls up, like, black hair. A handful of long black
hair.
Then Samara grabs her arm. She gets the image in her head of Anna putting a black bag over Samara's head and then chucking her into the wall.
Well, and, like, Anna comes up and... Samara is standing there by the well, like, looking at the horses on top of the hill. And then Anna's just like, well, it'll get better soon. And then she suffocates her own kid.
Well, she doesn't all the way, because when she chucks her down the well, she's not dead.
The poor girl is still alive.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Like, if this were a thing, would you have done that?
Chuck my kid down a well?
Yeah. Like, if they were, like, sending images and stuff and, like, making you crazy.
I don't know, because it'd be making me crazy. Like, I'd like to think no.
Right.
But maybe put them up for adoption?
Yeah.
Move in California? Like...
Move away.
Well, no.
There are other options.
I don't know, though, because she's, like, been in and out of... the hospital, she's having a bad time.
That's true.
Like, I could see that being, like, a reaction to something like this.
Yeah.
Anyway, then there's this weird scene where Samara floats kind of into Rachel's arms and then turns into bones. It is then past sunset. Rachel is alive. She made it.
She made it.
You don't know why. Well, you think it's because she freed Samara from the tomb. You think that's like, oh, I've solved the problem. Everyone's going to live. Everybody's great now.
What a twist.
What a twist. Rachel can't imagine why Anna would do something like that to her own kid. It's all kind of a confusing thing, but now it's like, oh, okay. Problem solved. The two of them, Rachel and Noah, go pick up Aiden. And
they're so happy.
They are kind of happy. When Noah leaves, he's like, call me tomorrow and the day after. And they're like, kind of getting back together?
Yeah.
Everything seems good. Well, then Noah wakes up and is like, why did you let her out? She never sleeps.
Terrifying.
Twist.
A twist ensues.
So then Noah's seven days is the next day.
Mm-hmm.
She
or Aiden says she never sleeps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you said Noah.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Noah, or yeah. Aiden is mad about letting her out because she never sleeps. So then Rachel's kind of
like, did they call the cops? Like, are the police involved? What do they do with Samara's body?
Yeah, that happens.
That does?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They're sitting there, and Rachel's, like, wrapped up in a blanket. And yes! That's when she's like, why would you do this to your own kid? And that's when the police are there doing their thing. At least it's empty that time. Boop. So Noah's sitting in his house apartment. It's basically, like, an electronic studio. The TV comes on. Samara's there.
This is the scariest scene in the whole film.
She climbs out of the TV and gets Noah. Noah dead.
Oh, it's terrifying.
It's terrifying. Rachel realizes that she made a fucking mistake, rushes over there, and sees Noah's gross dead face.
Ew, and his face is gross.
So then she backs off to the side, like, freaking out when his assistant Abby shows up, and she just kind of like hides off to the side and like lets her go in and deal with it. Well, then Rachel goes home and is spazzing and destroys the tape in the fireplace.
And she's like, what did I do differently?
Well, she made a copy
and she showed it to someone.
Is
that the key, or was it just making a copy?
Making a copy and showing it to somebody.
God.
Because part of the thing was she just wants to be heard.
It's like It Follows, but better.
Yeah. Yeah. So then she immediately takes Aiden in to her work. And she's holding Aiden's hand with, like, his finger out and makes him push the tape in, push record for the copy.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, why couldn't they just bury the tapes once they made copies? But he had to, like, show someone.
Yeah.
There's also an alternate ending or a deleted scene, something like that, where she takes Aiden's copied video into the video store and replaces she rents movies and the people at the shop, like, oh, you're watching that, blah, 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 and, like, give her shit about it. And when she goes home, she replaces the movie with that one.
Replace all of the tapes.
Yeah.
That's scary.
But that's kind of like choose or die.
That's what I wrote that down.
It's like make copies and live.
But we learned how that worked out in choose or die.
Yeah, it didn't work out so great.
It didn't work out so great. Sorry, it's so hot in here.
It is hot. It's making me sleepy.
I know. Welcome to my life. But yeah, that is The Ring.
Yeah, the end.
The end. Making copies.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's a flashback.
What?
Making copies.
Making copies.
From Saturday Night Live?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So, did you like it?
Oh,
would
yeah.
you recommend this?
Yes and yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's spooky. It's a spooky one.
It's very scary. And I'm still pissed about the horse thing.
I'm pissed about Noah dying.
Me too. Like, you think that all of these things are going to be fine, but it's not like she knew. Like, it was like trial and error. Like,
she knew what would have stopped it? She stopped the assistant from watching it. She's like, I don't want her to see it. And Noah's acting like, what's the big deal? Thinking like, oh, it's because you're jealous.
But now, if he
would have made a copy and showed it to her, yes, then he would have lived and she would have died.
So, and then happy family. Perfect. No. If he played the tape for his assistant, like a copy, and watched it with her or watched it later, would he have had to have done that all over again?
We were talking about this too. Like, what if you just watch it again every 7 days?
Does it just reset?
No.
Oh, shit. I have a timer on to watch that fucking creepy-ass movie
again. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works. Original time you watch it, and then you're done for 7 days later, regardless.
But then if you show it to somebody else...
She did, though.
Right. If you show it to somebody else and then come back and watch it again, do you have to do that again? Or are you just immune now to the sickness? I think
you're probably immune.
Yeah.
Because she watched it. Oh, and then she watched it with him. And then she made a copy. Or did she make a copy first and then watch it with him?
She made a copy first and then watched it with him.
So she was immune to it.
Okay.
Or else she would have started over too.
Ugh. What a terrible circle of events.
It's almost like a ring.
It's almost like a ring. I too am quite tired now that you mention it.
It's because I'm sitting here sweaty and tired now.
Well.
All right.
Well, that was the ring. If you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing later and in the future and all that fun stuff, follow us on Instagram. It's /your movie review, all one word, all lowercase. And we also have a Facebook page, /yourmoviereview.com.
I am really excited for the next one we're going to do.
It's going to be so fun.
It's very patriotic.
It's so patriotic. Oh, my God. Flags for everyone.
All right. Well, I hope everyone has a good night and a good week. And you'll hear random shit from us later.
Absolutely. Bye.
Bye.